Well, Noel, still standing, and I'm not sure what your thoughts were coming out of Ballybuffet at the end of May, but did you think that you'd be still going at the end of August?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Tom. I said that at the time that there was an awful lot and possibly too much read into our National League defeat with Donegal. You know, we were very poor that day. I thought we'd improve considerably when we went to Ballybuffet, and I did say to Paddy Hunter, I said, you know, I have a feeling that we'll be playing football in August after or beyond where Donegal may be. And Paddy said to me he thought that was more hope than expectation, but maybe it was. But no, I could see the green shoots of recovery, so to speak, in that performance. And Mickey Hart, interestingly, said that, and this is the thing about the qualifiers, if you get a reasonable draw as a chance, you know, to get back on the rails, you know, and we got a series of reasonable draws, and I think that as each match has gone, we have improved, the team has settled, and the fruits of that then were a very, very good win over a Monaghan side that people expected an awful lot from.
Yeah, and as you said, you got a good run in the qualifiers. I wouldn't count it an easy run, but I suppose, given me the history between Tyrone and Meath, and given the recent history between Tyrone and Tipperary, in many ways they were seen as big challenges, but ideal challenges.
The way, I'll be honest with you, Tom, the Meath, and I joked with Bernard Flynn before the Meath draw that that's who we were going to draw on the Sunday, you know, and I really did fear that one, and I felt had we gone away for that one, we probably wouldn't have got the result. We didn't play particularly well that day. But the second half, particularly the changes that Mickey made at half-time, Tiernan McCann came on and changed the game with some very, very direct running. And that made a huge difference to us. That win gave us a bit of a boost in confidence. And that, and I think the fact that the under-21s, a couple of under-21s come in and give Mickey options that he hadn't had previously, to be honest, you know, and that injection of enthusiasm and young legs and one thing and another, definitely helped. But the run of the qualifiers, Tipperary was a big challenge. First half wasn't a good performance, but I thought the second half the boys really knuckled down and worked exceptionally hard, and that those factors, those wins, have made a difference to the confidence of the team.
Yeah, I know when I spoke to you a couple of times in the course of the league, and to John Lynch as well, the one thing that you felt at a time was lacking in the team, maybe when things wasn't going well, was a bit of leadership. But we've seen leaders put their hands up in the qualifiers.
Oh, no question. And the funny thing is, you know, that it's a bit like Pete McGrath once said, you don't know how hungry you are until you go to the well again, you know. Sometimes leaders step up when they're least expected but most needed, and that certainly has been the case, and we have had guys all over the field show leadership, but you need your big game players, Tom, and I think I said this to you before, we need our big game players performing at a level that you would expect on the big stage, and the two players that I would have been hoping for to really step up would have been Matty Donnelly and Sean Kavanagh, and those two guys last day out really and truly showed the character, showed the drive, showed the energy, showed the commitment, showed that leadership that was required. And I think the players, the other players, have responded. And it's been a circle of stuff where you know, where the two boys have really stepped up, the other players, as I say, have responded. And then the other two players have moved it up a notch again. And that's what you want to see. And I do believe that has helped the team develop, that has helped the players gel, and that has helped with performances, and no doubt contributed hugely to the victory. And I think that it gives us great hope going into the Kerry clash.
Yeah, you mentioned Kerry, reigning All Ireland champions. You know, it does whet the appetite at any time. And I suppose we talked about history earlier between Meath and Tipperary, but history between Tyrone and Kerry certainly makes this one all for a mouth-watering contest.
Absolutely. I mean, listen, if you're going to win an All-Ireland, and it has been said many times by, I think, nearly any team that plays, you want to beat Kerry on the way. Now, we have a reasonable record of late against them, but, I mean, we've produced a couple of great, great teams over the years that have beaten Kerry, and the matches themselves have been memorable for all sorts of reasons, you know, but they've always aroused the interest. They certainly, Tyrone people just love it. I mean, when Kerry comes to town, be it in the National League, as they have done over the last number of years, the crowds that follow them, even Tyrone crowds, I mean, the crowds that we have for National League fixtures with Kerry are way in excess of any other county. And There is that bit of spice. There is that bit of rivalry, and there's been a few incidents that have certainly caused blood pressures to rise and tempers to fray and so on. And I've no doubt that tomorrow will be no different. We're up against the best team in Ireland with the quality that they have and the talent that they have, and hopefully we'll be able to respond. And there's no doubt about it that when you look at that Kerry team, there's laced with household names and multiple All-Ireland winners. We don't have too many All-Ireland winners. We don't have too many household names. But what we have, Tom, is a wee bit of spirit, a wee bit of hunger, that bit of passion, that bit of commitment. And, you know, we've surprised them once or twice before. Who knows? Maybe tomorrow we might surprise them again.
Looking at both selections, I'm not sure if probably both selections we've been given will start. First of all, in relation to Tyrone, do you think the Tyrone team named will start?
I'd be surprised if it doesn't. Mickey generally doesn't do unless somebody picks up a wee knock and say during their warm up today or whatever tomorrow. But generally, Mickey doesn't do false teams. The 15 that he selects are the 15 that he views the most capable on the day. And I would be very surprised if the team that started tomorrow was any different to the team that he has lined out. Kerry, on the other hand, you know, there's all sorts of talk about possible injuries and maybe lack of fitness of players and maybe tactics and so on, who might go where. But, you know, there's a possibility, but you've got to say that both managers generally, I would imagine there may be one or two changes in the Kerry outfit. There may not, but I'd be very surprised if Tyrone went any other than the 15 that have been chosen.
Looking at the selections, where do you feel that Tyrone can punish and hurt Kerry tomorrow?
Well, again, you're looking for your big name players to perform. There's no doubt about it that in terms of Tyrone have a good system. It's a defensive system, obviously, similar in many respects to how Donegal play, that they build from the back. They're a counter-attacking team. They need a big game from Sean Kavanagh, a huge game from Sean Kavanagh. They need a massive game from Darren McCurry. And they also need Conor McCallisky to convert the chances that he has. Previously, I thought that both those corner forwards weren't doing that as often as you'd want. But in the quarter final against Monaghan, there's no doubt about it, the two lads really did work exceptionally hard and converted the chances that came their way. I would have been slightly disappointed with the contribution on the ball from Mark Bradley, but he contributed an awful lot off the ball, but I'd just like to see a bit more from him on the ball, and I'd like to see where I think that the game not won't be won or lost, but the big, big key battle to me will be how the midfields how we can contribute in around the centre of the field, because there's no doubt that if we can contain and restrict the Kerry midfield, I think that'll have a big say in how the game goes.
I know the title of the best midfield in the country is bandied about, and maybe sometimes midfield combinations maybe get more favourable ratings than they deserve. But Anthony Maher and Devon Moran are a good midfield pairing, if possibly not the best playing at the moment.
I wouldn't doubt that at all. I mean, Tom, listen, those are two, apart from two quality footballers, they're two fabulous athletes, and I think our two lads have a massive, massive challenge tomorrow. I mean, what I would say is that if there was a transfer market in Gaelic football, there are two lads that most counties would love to have. In fairness, our two boys are game. Colm Kavanagh has been immense for us all year. He doesn't get any or half the credit that he deserves. He works his socks off. He is the most committed player I would feel the Tyrone have. Matty Donnelly, I think, is now back playing, as I said to you, the football that he's capable of playing. And I think part of the problem with Matty for a while was that he wasn't too sure where he was playing and how, you know, that Mickey had him playing in so many different positions. And that's what I say, the influx of the under-21s has helped, because we now have found an 11 and a 10, which we hadn't got before. And that's allowed Matty to concentrate totally on playing in that role in the middle of the field, and I think that's been good for him and good for the team.
There has been a fair degree of controversy, none more so than the Tiernan McCann issue, only settled finally on Thursday night. He got his proposed suspension rescinded. How has that impacted? Can that galvanise the team, or is it going to be a distraction?
Well, I think there'll be all sorts of speculation about it, and there has been much talk, and I would say very few other incidents or issues have filled the column inches to the extent that, that this one has, you know, and I think everybody has a view and opinion of it. As far as we'd be concerned, it's now over, it's now been dealt with, and we would feel while the issue, the suspension or the proposed suspension has been dealt with, there's still an awful lot of muddy water. And you know, when you read statements and things from past players, like a bad smell follows the road, you know, that type of stuff is just completely uncalled for, total nonsense. And I think that the sooner that somebody within the hierarchy of the GAA takes issue with some of the rubbish that has been said and has been printed, the better for the GAA. Because, I mean, Tiernan McCann is a fine, fine young man. I know him very, very well. I know his family very well. Mum and Dad, great, great GAA people. Super, super GAA family. Excellent. You couldn't, you know, we often say, but, you know, if your daughter landed home with a lad like Tiernan McCann, you'd be saying, by God, she's done well. He is a great fella, a great fella. And the whole thing has...
You'd make the tea for him.
Absolutely. No question. Yeah. No question. Super lad. And I just think it has been allowed to fester in a way that it should never have been done. And I'm just hoping that Jane will go out tomorrow and the team will go out tomorrow, and they'll have more than just a cause, you know, more than just a cause. And it may, you know, it mightn't have been handled the way it should have been handled at the start, but hopefully we'll put a few things to bed tomorrow.
Noel, I'm looking at odds here. Kerry 4-1 on. That means you have to put on £4 to or €4 to win a euro. Tyrone are 4-1 on. Kerry raging hot favourites. Can Tyrone cause an upset?
Well, what I would say to you, Tom, is this: look, a two horse race. I don't. And I was asking Eric Killian this morning to explain to me what these odds mean, because I don't bet. I don't know what it, I really don't. I just think, look, it's 15 men against 15. Tyrone have been in this position before, where nobody has given them a hope, and I can rightly understand. Bookmakers are generally not poor men; they know what they're doing, and so on. But people forget the factor. And Gaelic football certainly is a game of huge commitment and one thing. But first and foremost, it's about passion and commitment and hunger. And I think you will find a Tyrone team going out tomorrow that are extremely passionate, extremely committed, and extremely hungry. And those things can take and remove a lot of, as some people believe, the absence of skill or whatever. But this is not by any stretch of imagination a Tyrone team lacking the skill. They aren't. They're a very, very talented team. They're a good bunch of players, and they have gelled exceptionally well. And this is a team sport, Tom. The 15 individuals, it's the sum of the parts, and I think we bring a wee bit more possibly than Kerry do in terms of the sum of the parts. There's no doubt that Kerry are blessed with wonderful footballers, very, very gifted, very talented, and highly skilled and all the rest. But I think we bring a wee bit more, and the old pride in the jersey that you sometimes win the 50-50 balls have to be won, or the 60-40 balls have to be won. I think that comes into play tomorrow. And if you can match your man, your direct opponent, and give 1% more, you can't ask for any more than that. And every single Tyrone player going out tomorrow will want to and will believe that he can do that. And I have no doubt when Mickey Hart sends those lads out, I spoke to Mickey Hart a couple of times, and there's no doubt that he firmly believes we're going to win tomorrow. And he has 20,000 Tyrone fanatics going to Croke Park tomorrow who believe the same. And that you can't ask for any more than that. The bookies may have called it as they call it, and they're entitled. Obviously, they don't want to be losing money. And I would say lots of people would be back in Kerry and would understand that, but we believe we can win it, and that's half the battle.